Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Cannabis Smoking, Part 2 of 2. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding everybody to subscribe.
That's right, everyone. Subscribe. And I hope that you are having an okay weed hangover from yesterday's holiday of 420.
An okay weed hangover?
Yeah, you know, weed hangovers. When you smoke too much weed and you're like super tired and foggy the next day.
I was going to say, I don't know if I normally experience that, but I'm also like, I don't ingest a crap load of weed at one time. I very rarely will do that because I can't take it.
I don't know. I've seen you smoke large quantities at times and been like, okay.
Yeah, when I do the one-hitters though.
No, but I mean like, for example, one time I watched you smoke an entire light bulb's volume worth of smoke.
But that was one of those rare occasions where I'd smoke a lot of weed. I'm saying that's not what I do all the time because I couldn't do that all the time.
Yeah, so you can't do that all the time, but you were still okay. You were functioning all right. But let's just jump into this.
Well, I didn't feel like I was functioning all right.
Oh. You were acting okay.
I didn't feel okay.
Oh. Materials. Disposable materials. Disposable materials are often used in places where cannabis is illegal.
A roach is the remains of a joint, blunt, or roll-up cigarette after most of it has been smoked.
Hilarious. Joint. Main article, joint, cannabis. Joint is a slang term for a cigarette filled with cannabis instead of tobacco. Alternatively, mainly in Europe, joints may contain tobacco, commonly dubbed a spliff, but not to be confused with the Jamaican term spliff, which refers to a large joint, or various non-addictive herbs.
Citation needed.
Sometimes a joint will contain keef or hashish. Hashish can be heated and made to crumble before placement within the joint. Specially manufactured rolling papers are most often used in industrialized countries. However, recycled brown paper and newspaper are commonly used in the developing world. Modern papers are now made from a wide variety of materials, including rice, hemp, soy, and flax. A joint typically contains 250 to 750 milligrams net weight of cannabis and/or fillers. One time, I was hanging out with someone, and we were in a hotel room, and he used a page from the Bible to roll a joint for us.
Oh my God, that's so remarkable.
We're just talking about materials.
I don't know. Would I roll up a joint for the Bible? Probably not. Not for why you think. Just because I love my mom.
Aw.
She'd be very upset. And so I wouldn't do it.
Well, it wasn't my idea, and I'm also a Jew, so I was kind of just going along with it.
Nope, sorry, you're going to hell. All right, blunts. A blunt is cannabis rolled with a cigar wrapper, usually tobacco leaf, which contains nicotine. Blunts are often made with blunt wrap, tobacco-based wraps, often flavored, that are related to the wraps used on a blunt cigar and are often used to roll cannabis. Blunts can also now be rolled with hemp wraps that do not contain nicotine. There are several types available in varying flavors as an alternative to using a cigar wrapper for those people who don't desire the nicotine.
I do not desire the nicotine. In fact, blunts are the only time I've ever consumed tobacco.
I feel like I've consumed tobacco as a spliff, too, with weed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also smoked a cigarette.
I've seen you do both. Reusable materials. Pipe or bowl. Hinchy redirects here. For the town in Canada, see Pinchy, British Columbia. Main article, bowl, smoking. Pipes made for smoking cannabis, sometimes called pieces or bowls, are made of a variety of materials, including metal fittings, ceramic, borosilicate, glass, stone, wood, bamboo, among other materials. Subtypes include one-hitters, bubblers, chillums, glass blunts, corn cob pipes, and standard hand pipes. Pipes vary greatly in shape and materials, and most are handmade. The common thread between them is having a narrow-screened receptacle, bowl, a stem, which may be a long flexible tube as on hookahs and vaporizers, and a mouthpiece. The smoking material is placed in the receptacle and affected with a heat source while air is drawn through the bowl and stem to the user.
Blown glass pipes and bongs are often intricately and colorfully designed. In India and Jamaica, the most commonly used pipe is the chillum. In the UAE, midwok. In Morocco, sebsi.
Citation needed.
A one-hitter is a device used for a single serving, usually 25 milligrams.
Citation needed. Chalice is a cannabis smoking pipe used most often by members of the Jamaican Rastafari movement.
Bubbler. A bubbler is a mix of a bong and a pipe. They tend to look like small bongs and are another way to smoke cannabis. A bubbler contains a chamber for water, commonly with a down stem directly connected to the bowl of the piece. A bubbler normally has a dedicated carburetor, a hole which is usually covered with the finger, then opened for mixing clean air with the smoke to make inhaling easier. Because of the carburetor, there is no need to pull the stem as you would with a bong.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you pull your stem as you would with a bong.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now let's get into a very technical description of what a bong is.
Can't wait. Bong. Main article, bong. A bong is similar to a pipe, only it has a water chamber through which cannabis smoke passes prior to inhalation. Users fill the bong with water, sometimes also adding ice in order to cool the smoke. This cooling effect reduces the discomfort caused by the heat of the smoke. The bowl and stem assembly of most bongs is removed briefly after the cannabis is burned, allowing clean air to circulate and clear the smoke chamber, ensuring no smoke dissipates without being properly consumed.
Types of bongs. Classical bongs.
Gravity bong. Oh yes, nostalgia. Also known as a grav, bucket, bucky in New Zealand, submarine, GEEB, or GB, is a hydropneumatic device used for smoking cannabis. A typical variant consists of a bucket of water in which is typically placed a bottle with the bottom cut off, such as a 2-liter PET soft drink bottle. However, commercial gravity bongs made of borosilicate glass exist too. Some kind of cap or screen is rigged over the mouth of the bottle and filled with hash or cannabis. A flame is then held near enough to heat the drug, while the bottle is slowly raised out of the water, creating a negative gauge pressure inside the bottle, drawing smoke from the heated cannabis along with air into the vacuum. The cap or screen is removed once the bottle is almost full. The user's mouth is placed over the mouth of the bottle, and the bottle pushed back down into the water, causing the pressure to rise and forcing the smoke into the lungs. There are many variants on this basic premise, such as using a large water cooler tank in lieu of a soft drink bottle.
Waterfall bong. Similar to a gravity bong, a waterfall bong utilizes both a bottle and a cap or screen rigged over the bottle's mouth to hold cannabis. In this case, however, the bottle, which has one or several holes drilled near or at the bottom, is either filled with water or placed in a larger container filled with water before the cannabis is packed. The holes are then uncovered, or the bottle is simply raised from the container, evacuating the water either onto the ground or back into the container. When heat is applied to the drug, the resultant smoke is forced into the bottle with negative gauge pressure, as with the gravity bong. Once the water is evacuated, the smoke can be inhaled from the bottle. Variations on this concept are also used. Commercial gravity bong made of borosilicate glass exists too.
Yeah, so the way I used to do it, I would take like a tall water bottle, so not like a 12 or 16 ounce, but bigger than that, but like much smaller than a 2-liter. I cut a hole toward the bottom of the water bottle, and then I would fill it with water with my thumb covering up the hole.
Yes.
And then after filling up with water, I would put a cap, like the water bottle cap, back on it, which was fitted with a very small bowl that I made with the weed inside of it.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and then I would light that, and then right after lighting it, I would take my thumb off the hole and release the water, and it would fill with smoke.
Even more fascinating.
Yeah. Spots. Spotting refers to a method of smoking cannabis. In this method, small pieces of cannabis are rolled or simply torn from a larger bud to form the spot. Generally, the tips of two knife blades are heated. The spot is compressed between the two blades, and the subsequent smoke is inhaled through the nose or mouth. This method of smoking is also referred to as hot knives because of the heated blades. Another means is specially made glass presses heated with a propane or butane torch. In order to facilitate this process, a spottle, also referred to as a bowser, hooter, or toker, is often, but not always, used to funnel the smoke and maximize the amount inhaled. A spottle is generally made from a funnel or cone-shaped container, such as the top or neck of a plastic or glass bottle or a gallon of milk or water.
Full citation needed. What is the description? Who smokes weed off of knives? What are you trying to do?
I've never done that.
This is so crazy.
I'm surprised there is no mention of dabbing in here.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know about those knives.
Yeah. I wish we had gotten to read about dabbing.
Oh, too bad we did not, huh?
Well, happy 420 weekend, everyone. Please be safe out there. Don't smoke and drive, please. This has been the Wikipedia page for Cannabis Smoking, part 2 of 2. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button, like you're going to get smashed from your one-hitter.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.